It began in a women's club in London on a February afternoon. An uncomfortable club and a miserable afternoon, when Mrs. Wilkins, who had come down from Hampstead to shop and had lunched at her club, took up the Times from the table in the smoking room and, running her listless eye down the agony column, saw this. To those who appreciate wisteria and sunshine, small medieval Italian castle on the shores of the Mediterranean to be let furnished for the month of April. Necessary servants remain. Z, Box 1000, The Times. That was its conception. Yet, as in the case of many another, the conceiver was unaware of it at the moment. So entirely unaware was Mrs. Wilkins that her April for that year had then and there been settled for her, that she dropped the newspaper with a gesture that was both irritated and resigned, and went over to the window and stared drearily out at the dripping street. Not for her were medieval castles, even those that are specially described as small. Not for her the shores in April of the Mediterranean and the wisteria and sunshine. Such delights were only for the rich. Yet the advertisement had been addressed to persons who appreciate these things, so that it had been, anyhow, addressed to her, for she certainly appreciated them, more than anybody knew, more than she had ever told. But she was poor. In the whole world, she possessed of her own only £90, saved from year to year, put by carefully, pound by pound, out of her dress allowance. She had scraped this sum together at the suggestion of her husband, as a shield and refuge against a rainy day. Her dress allowance, given her by her father, was £100 a year, so that Mrs. Wilkins's clothes were what her husband, urging her to save, called modest and becoming, and her acquaintance to each other, when they spoke of her at all, which was seldom, for she was very negligible, called a perfect sight.